Hey guys, Desi here for the Games Geeks Tech Talk, and this week we're looking forward to one of the biggest gaming events of the year, the E3 Expo. So, here are some of the game reveals and demos that we're hyped about, courtesy of VG247.com. First up, for all our PlayStation fans, we definitely want to see what PS has on the menu, and more info on The Last of Us Part 2 would certainly be welcome. From who we'll play as to the setting, hopefully all will be revealed at the Expo. Plus, can we get a Bloodborne 2? With the Dark Souls series finished, we need something similar to tide us over, and there was a cryptic teaser video released last December from the makers of Bloodborne, although the jury's still out on what exactly it was teasing. Other than that, God of War will be getting some downloadable content that we'd love to hear more about, and the yet-to-be-released Death Stranding is still keeping us in suspense, so with luck, we'll get another epic trailer or something to keep us happy in June. Next, hopefully Xbox will step it up this E3 and give us what we need, more new games. Now last year, upcoming action-adventure game Crackdown 3 got a bit glossed over, and then the release was delayed, so hopefully Microsoft gives it the attention it deserves at this next showing. And what about Gears of War and Halo? Might either of them be making an appearance with a sequel? Can't be sure about those, but we can expect that Microsoft will talk about additional content for existing games, like Sea of Thieves and State of Decay 2. And if you're into far-fetched hopes and dreams, there are also rumors that Fable, yes, your and my favorite game of all time, okay, well, maybe just my favorite game, Fable might be revived. And oh, what a glorious day that would be if Xbox made such an announcement at E3 this year. Just wait, I need a moment. And finally, let's wrap up this segment with a little Nintendo love. Yes, we know Nintendo will not be having a live press conference at the show, but their booth is still sure to receive a ton of traffic. Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo Switch will be on hand for your playing pleasure, but don't you go moseying on down to the booth without a ticket. That's right, to prevent people from having to stand on an endless line of sadness, Nintendo set up electronic ticketing. Basically, if you buy a ticket to E3 by May 31st, you'll get an email on June 5th with details on how to reserve a special ticket to play. And you better do so, because apparently there will be no in-person registration. Now aside from Smash Bros. Hype, hopefully Nintendo will also give us more info on upcoming games like Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker, Mario Tennis Aces, Metro Prime 4 for Switch, and, big and, a new Pokemon game for Switch? Maybe, maybe, maybe? Now, if you didn't already know, E3 will be happening in LA from June 12th to June 14th. You can get tickets at e3expo.com. For now, thank you so much for listening to the GGT Talk, and bookmark goggt.com for more gaming and techie treasures, and I'll chat with you next week.